We're going to engage in a practice which is often referred to as a seeing practice or an open-eyed meditation or simply observational practice. So to start, just bringing the intention of establishing a posture, and this can be either sitting or standing. It's a practice you could engage in during maybe a break or as part of a walking meditation, taking the opportunity to stop and observe. So the invitation for now is to perhaps choose to go to a window, or even if the room doesn't have a window, just taking time to notice the room in which you're sitting in a different manner. So just establishing your intention to practice and connecting with the eyes, the sense organs of sight. Establishing your posture, whether that's sitting or standing, with a firm base. Just reminding ourselves to connect with a strong, straight but not rigid back, and perhaps even softening the front side of the body. And just allowing yourself to observe the vista that is arriving at the door of your eyes. And nothing to do here, simply observe what is arising in front of you. So maybe noticing how you're moving your gaze between what is near, what's in the forefront of your vision, and far. Perhaps becoming aware of perhaps observing nature, or perhaps maybe more man-made structures. Noticing the shapes, colors, textures of what is arising in front of the eyes. So perhaps not identifying or labeling anything that's coming into your view. Simply being curious as to what's presenting itself to you at this moment. So I'm going to invite you now to narrow the focus of your vision. So maybe bringing your gaze into just a couple of feet in front of you. So just choosing something that is within your gaze, that's about 5 or 6 feet in front of you. Just allowing yourself to focus on this object or item. And bringing a even narrower focus of awareness. Perhaps really just identifying all the aspects of what you're looking at. Noticing how the mind or the internal dialogue might be inviting you away. And just escorting the focus of your attention back. Taking in all the nuances of this aspect of the vista that's right in front of you. Noticing any urge to pull away. Noticing any attachment or attraction to stay with. So I'm going to invite you now to just expand your gaze a little bit. So just gently moving the focus of your awareness away from the object you've chosen. And just broadening your view. It's a little bit like drawing a camera lens out and just broadening the view. Really taking in now the full expanse of what the eyes can see. Perhaps just even noticing the far distance. Even seeing right out to the edges or the sides of where your eyes are able to see. Noticing aspects of the view that are perhaps quite still, or even aspects that might be quite busy. So simply noticing the contrast between maybe the movement of nature or the movement of vehicles or perhaps a plane across the sky versus the solidity of buildings. Noticing perhaps the straight lines of structures or the more curved shapes of nature. Noticing perhaps where the eyes want to go or being drawn to more and more. Perhaps kind of that notion of even greedy eyes wanting to look at one aspect. Or the eyes being averse to seeing some part of the tableau that's in front of you. This represents just what happens to us in our lives, the wanting more of or less of. We can really notice this sometimes when we're just seeing. Tuning in maybe to the contrasting colors in the scene that's arising in front of you. And noticing how the mind might be labeling or putting a feeling tone such as drab or bright. As best you can, not labeling, simply being aware of what the sense organs of the eyes are looking at. Even maybe tuning into the sensations that are arising in the body as you see. So becoming aware that in our meditation practices, just like we've perhaps done on the course, connected with taste via the raisin exercise, tuned into sound in our soundscapes, so too can we connect with the sense of the eyes in an observation or seeing practice. Knowing that we're connecting with the mind, which is the sense organ of thoughts when we practice also. So we can take opportunities throughout our day to perhaps even connect in and observe using the eyes to see what's near, what's far. Labeling or judging in any fashion. Simply allowing the eyes feast upon what presents itself. And for the last moment or two of this practice, perhaps just choosing to either narrow your gaze to perhaps the object you were looking at earlier, or maintain a wider gaze. And just standing or sitting with the breath. Just holding either this narrow or wide awareness until you hear the sound of the bells indicating the end of the practice. And again, just prepare to make that transition from this practice into the next part of your day.